The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series.
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome into Bank of the James Stadium. Jason Prill back with you after the night off yesterday. Nick Pierce had you for the call less than 24 hours ago, actually. But now you're back stuck with me as the Hillcats try to win this series. A second straight series win, a possibility for Lynchburg as they take on Salem after dropping the first two games of the series. They have stormed back and won the last three, riding a three-game winning streak. They now sit just two games out of first place in the North Division at 20-18. Salem now 3.5 out at 18-19. So a lot riding on this afternoon's contest, as tomorrow Lynchburg will hit the road and head up to Delmarva to take on the Shorebirds, a team that is right there with them, two games out of first place. So that has a lot of implications, and the Hillcats would like to go in to that series with some momentum. They can win today. That would make it a four-game winning streak to combat the four-game losing streak they had coming into Thursday night when they finally cracked the win column again. They would head up to Delmarva, an 11 o'clock first pitch in Delmarva on Tuesday morning. So wake up bright and early, get settled in at work, and then tune into the game. Mitchell Speltz, the Delmarva broadcaster, will have you for those ball games all week long as Lynchburg heads toward the first half end in June. Should be a good game here this afternoon as Parker Messick will be on the mound for the Hillcats. Noah Dean on the mound for Salem as Dean looks to get his season sorted out. He's 1-1 with a 5.09 ERA. We'll meet him more as the ball game progresses. Parker Messick pitched in game one of this series. He went five innings, only allowing one run. It was an unfortunate break because the Hillcats ended up losing 3-0 in a rain-shortened ball game. And two of those three runs came in an eighth inning where the rain was pouring down. You can't necessarily say that it was as big of a deficit as they made it seem. We'll talk about all of that and more on tonight's broadcast. And when we come back, it'll be first pitch in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, the Hillcats trying to win game 6 of this series and win the series as a whole as they lead it 3-2. They've moved back to 2 games above 500 on the year. But right now, let's toss it down to Rox Cruz and Steve Stillwell, who have the defense and the national anthem.
Fans, let's make some noise for your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats. And your starting lineup tonight with right fielder number 4, Will Bradle. And center fielder number 9, Guy Lepsa. Left fielder number 46, Jordan Brown. First baseman number 7, Mike Boyato. Second baseman number 1, Juan Benjamin. Shortstop number 10, Jose Nevers. Third baseman number 12, Nate Furman. Catcher number 27, Bubba Folia. Your designated hitter tonight, number 45, Jack Nasha. And tonight's starting pitcher number 15, Parker Messick. At this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please welcome Steve Stillwell.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Thank you, Steve, as we are all set for first pitch here in Lynchburg. Steve Stillwell singing the national anthem. Got to give him a shout-out. He's part of the reason I'm into broadcasting today. So thank you to him. I would not be here if not for his mentoring and tutorship. It's a really cool moment getting to see him sing the national anthem here this evening. On the mound for Lynchburg tonight, Parker Messick making his second appearance of the series. He's 2-1. With a 1.24 ERA, the left-hander, 22 years of age, 6'2", 225. There's the second-round draft pick of the Cleveland Guardians a year ago. Earlier this week, he went 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. He's coming off of a Carolina League Pitcher of the Week award from last week, and if he can replicate the start that he had on Tuesday, he should be in good shape for that on the season. He's picked up 34 strikeouts and 7 walks. He'll face a lineup for Salem that looks a little bit like this. Leading off, the right fielder Roman Anthony, batting second, the center fielder Alan Castro. Hitting third, the third baseman Cutter Coffey, batting fourth and hitting cleanup, the shortstop Luis Ravello. Batting fifth, the second baseman Abram Liendo, batting sixth, Lionel James, batting seventh, Gilberto Mexicano, the first baseman. Hitting eighth, the catcher, Juan Montero, and rounding out the starting nine, the left fielder, Carson Simas. That is the nine for Salem here this evening, as first pitch about to get underway on a beautiful sunny afternoon in the Hill City. Roman Anthony digs in from the left-hand side for a lefty-on-lefty matchup as Messick delivers a fastball in at 91 to open up tonight's ball game. A beautiful evening at 2:01. Down and away on something a little bit off speed. 1-1. 75 degrees and sunny. Can't ask for a better Sunday afternoon. A good crowd to show for it. Missing again. 2 balls and a strike. Messick working quickly. Healthy cut from Anthony on another fastball. Came up empty. He'll step out and call time. Anthony on the season, batting 243 with a home run and 15 RBIs. That home run came a couple nights ago. As he fouls that one back to the screen. Home run kept things close. In Friday night's ball game, the 2-2. Down and away, and the count goes full. Anthony making Messick work to open up the ball game. The left-hander rocks and fires. Line drive up the middle. Devers backpedaling with a nice leaping grab for out number one. He was in perfect position with the infield pulled over toward first. As let's set the defense. Brown in left, Lipscomb in center, Antunez in right. Furman at third, Devers at short, Benjamin at second, Cuellado over at first, and Bubba Folia behind the plate. Alan Castro takes a called strike, 0-1. Castro boosted his average a little bit in this series, up to 2.03 with a pair of home runs, 16 RBIs. Takes outside, 1-1. Messick, a few starts ago here in Lynchburg, struggled after he had a long at-bat to open up the ball game. As this one's a slow dribbler toward first, Cuellado scoops it and will step on the bag himself for out number two. Messick, though, threw two batters, showing no signs of that occurring again, as Cutter Coffey will get his opportunity in the top of the first inning. It's Coffey's birthday today. Cutter Coffey takes the ball outside, 1-0. He was born May 21st, 2004 in Bakersfield, California. So happy birthday, Cutter Coffey. 2-0 as that misses down low. Coffey on the year batting 194 with 7 RBIs. Messick, the 2-0. Missing a bit wide, 3-0. Coffey has played well defensively in this series for Salem. As a 3-0. Downstairs, and the birthday boy draws a walk with 2 away in the first inning, something that Messick hasn't done very often. That's his 2nd walk in the month of May. This being his 4th appearance since the calendar flipped over. The Luis Ravello swings at the first pitch, lines it over the head of Furman into left field. Coffey around second. He's being waved around, picked up by Brown in left. The cutoff at Devers. He comes home with it. Play at the plate. Bounces away from Felea. He never secured it. And Salem has the 1-0 lead as Ravello scampers down to third on the floor, the throw. And Red Sox have an early one-run lead on Luis Ravello double. Abram Liendo. So a bit of a two-out rally for Salem as they have a runner now 90 feet away and a 1-0 advantage. The Hillcats have scored first in each of the last two ball games, but not tonight. They'll have to play from behind. Salem trying to split the series with the Hillcats. As Messick fires it in there for a called strike 0-1. The two-out walk to Cutter Coffey pays dividends for Salem. The 0-1 is outside, 1-1. Messick back into the motion as it popped up and out of play for strike two. And now he's a strike away from getting out of the inning without allowing more than one run, which would be huge with that runner 90 feet away. Liendo steps out to readjust his batting gloves. He'll dig back in. Left-handed Messick gloves it and fires. Slow chopper toward third, but it'll dribble foul. Ravello at third after the throw. They have given a throwing error on Devers, which allowed the runner to move 90 feet closer. Popped up toward first. Goyado can't make the play as it lands five rows back. Popped up, right field, Coyado ranging toward the bullpen, and he'll watch it land there. So Liendo putting up a good battle, 93 for Messick. That's a little bit harder than we've seen him averaging tonight. Though it's the first inning, trying to pump one by him, get out of the inning. He's already at 20 pitches. The 1-2. Inside back foot slider, caught him on top of the foot. And a hit-by-pitch allows Liendo to take his base as Lionel James. Runners at the corners, two away, top of the first inning, one run already home for Salem. Lynchburg trying to get out of the jam. Infield pulled over toward third, not worried about that runner 90 feet away. They're going right after the batter. Runner at first holds, and it's fouled back to the screen for strike one. We've seen Salem be aggressive earlier in the series in situations similar to this with runners at the corners. Expect them to do the same here. Runner holds, lifted into right field on Tunez. In perfect position, fights the sun and makes the grab, and the inning comes to a close. We head to the bottom half of the first inning. Salem with a 1-0 lead. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Noah Dean, a left-handed starter for Salem, will take to the mound this afternoon. 1-1 with a 5.09 ERA in 17 and two-thirds innings. 26 strikeouts, 21 walks. His last outing, he recorded a no decision, gave up three hits in four innings, four runs, two of them were earned, two walks, three strikeouts. In his first outing against Lynchburg, they peppered him a little bit, 2 2/3, three runs, five walks, seven strikeouts. Also, the only home run he surrendered on the year was to the Hillcats squad, which is quite rare considering the Hillcats don't hit home runs. As Nate Furman will lead things off for Lynchburg in the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be a lefty-on-lefty matchup. As Dean kicks and fires. A strike at 93 to open up the Hillcats half of the first inning. Dean working quickly. Down and away, one ball and one strike. Furman, his average has dipped in this series, 3.19. Kind of an off week for him. He had been leading the Carolina League in average. That has since dipped. 1-1 is upstairs. Two balls and a strike. However, he still, by a long margin, leads the league in runs. Fouled right at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Hillcats wearing their pink out jerseys again today. Those will be available for auction until this evening. You can bid on them or buy them at milbauctions.com. Plenty still available. A lot of them already purchased. The 2-2. Furman fights it off and stays alive. Outfield continues to be pulled in for Furman, knowing he doesn't have much pop. Part of the reason his average has dipped. The 2-2 pitch from Dean. Hung a breaking ball, and it's lined into the seats. Furman putting up a good battle of his own. After Anthony battled against Messick to open up the ball game, Furman will step out and call time. It's a clean look. The pink jerseys with the white pants. The 2-2 on its way. Breaking ball missed inside, and the count goes full. A left-hander. Back into the motion. Bumps a fastball at 94. Furman lifts it into left field toward the bullpen, and it'll land out of play as Seamus gave it a look. Dean, fastball, curveball, changeup. That's the arsenal he works with. Once again, the payoff to Furman. Lifted into left and out of play yet again. Up to 10 pitches in the at-bat. Furman doing his job as a leadoff hitter, making Dean work and show a lot of his pitches. That only helps the rest of the lineup. Salem leading it 1-0. 3-2. Just missed the outside corner as Dean thought he had strike three. Furman down to first on ball four on a close pitch. Juan Benjamin. The runner aboard. The left-hander fires one a bit wide at 83, a changeup. They appealed towards second, and he did not go around. Furman also a good base runner. He's at first. He's got a large handful of stolen bases. He holds. It's fouled back to the screen, 1-1. On the year, Furman with 24 stolen bases. He's 24 of 27. With a left-hander on the mound, it's a little bit more difficult to read that jump. A throw over, and Furman scampers back. Benjamin at the plate, batting 273 with 14 RBIs. Hillcats down 1-0, bottom half of the first inning. The 1-1 misses a bit high, two balls and a strike. So much like Messick in the first inning, Noah Dean having a long bottom half of the first. The 2-1 to Benjamin. Down and in, squirts away from the catcher. Furman, a great break and a throw down almost into center field. Liendo saw that he was going to throw early on and rushed to get over there. He tried telling him not to gun it because Furman had the base stolen easily. Read that out of the hand of the pitcher that was right in the dirt. Heads up base running, a stolen base. As Benjamin had in the count 3-1. Now a runner in scoring position. The pitch from Dean. Ground ball past Jordan at third. Jordan Smith coaching at third. Jan Rivera over at first. Full count now on Benjamin. Back-to-back full counts. In tight, ball four. Squirts away from Montero again. And the runner moves 90 feet closer. Another wild pitch for Noah Dean. As Juan Benjamin draws a walk, back-to-back walks to open up the ball game for the lefty. As Wilfredo Antunez will try and drive home the runner from third. We'll see if they send Benjamin to second, or at least try to get him in a rundown. To tie up this ball game. 1-0 lead for Salem. Left field. Foul territory, says the home plate umpire William Ward III. It was by Trey. Travis Brewer in the infield. That just missed fair territory. Right down the line. The 0-1 pitch. Runner holds. It's in there again. Strike two. I'm shocked they haven't even faked Benjamin towards second yet. Two-strike pitch. Antunez ropes it to right field. That's an RBI base knock. As Benjamin will move up to second, and Antunez ties the game here in the first inning on an RBI single. As Lynchburg has responded, still nobody out. That'll draw out the pitching coach. As Noah Dean struggling in the first inning. He was ahead 0-2 on Antunez after back-to-back walks to open up the ball game. But Antunez just lined it to right. And we have a tie ball game. 1-1 our score. As Jason Blanton with a long conversation at the mound. The umpire has gone out to try and break it up. And now the conversation concludes. As Guy Lipscomb, his bat has picked up in recent weeks. 283, 20 RBIs. We'll have an opportunity with two aboard and nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. It'll be tough to double up anybody unless it's sharply hit. All three guys in play. Move quick. Lipscomb watches the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Benjamin at second. Antunez at first. The 0-1 from Dean. Down and away. 1-1. Lipscomb laid off. Already an arm getting loose for Salem in the bullpen. As Dean trying to record an out. The 1-1. Downstairs. Just barely missed. Two balls and a strike. Wind blowing in towards left. Does favor Lynchburg in most games, but neither of these two ball clubs hit a lot of home runs. The 2-1. Finds the zone at 2-2. Trying to land the off speed in this at bat. Already up over 20 pitches for Dean, and he's yet to record an out. The 2-2 to Lipscomb. He fouls it off right at the plate, and he will stay alive to see another pitch. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. 1-1 our score. Bottom half of the first inning. Lynchburg responding after surrendering a double in the top half of the inning. Lipscomb punches at it, lifts it toward third where Coffey snags it in foul ground for out number one. So Dean finally gets that first out. Now the double play is in order to end the inning as Mike Coyado will bat from the right-hand side with the lefty on the mound. The infield will make the adjustment with him. Benjamin still at second. Antunez over at first. Coyado takes a big cut at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Coyado batting 316, the home run in 26 RBIs. The 0-1 from Dean. Nice breaking ball, Coyado. Can't make contact, strike two. Hellcats have struggled in this series with runners in scoring position. Haven't been able to capitalize as much as they would like. As the two-strike pitch. Check swing. They say he went around. That's out number two. So Dean bouncing back after the first three base runners all got aboard. Now he's an out away from ending the inning in a tie ball game. Pitcher appears warm in the bullpen if they need to go to him, but with Dean and out away, he has stopped loosening up. Jose Devers at the dish. He watches one in the dirt for ball one. Devers, a walk-off single earlier in this series, as the Hillcats picked up their first walk-off win on a Thursday night. Two aboard, two away. 1-0 from Dean. up and away, 2-0. Heavy dose of the changeup in this inning. As he's hit 30 pitches in the bottom half of the first. Throwback to second. The tag just missed as they had Benjamin leaning. He's been picked off several times. The endo was pulled up the line toward third, and Benjamin just able to avoid the tag. Still 2-0 on Devers. After a little bit of a scare at second base. The 2-0. Healthy cut at a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. Hillcats had their first three runners reach of the inning. Then back-to-back outs recorded by the Red Sox, trying to get out of the inning. 2-1. Missed out a breaking ball, 2-2. Dean a strike away from ending the inning, only giving up the one run despite the way it started. In the dirt, good block by Montero as the count runs full. Devers trying to give Lynchburg the lead. In the bottom half of the first inning. Payoff pitch. Runners break. Line drive over the head of shortstop into center field. One runner will score as the throw comes in. And the Hillcats have a 2-1 lead as Jose Devers gets the job done and gives Lynchburg a 2-1 advantage. Antunez moved down to third. As that'll be the end of the line for Noah Dean. Pitching coach already made his trip to the mound, which means now any trip out has to be a pitching change as Liam Carroll will go to his pen. In the bottom half of the first inning, a 2-1 advantage for Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. We'll meet the new pitcher when we return after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Luis De La Rosa will take over for Noah Dean in the first inning. De La Rosa making his ninth appearance. He has started in the past, so he can give them a little bit of length. 2-2 in 22 innings. 6 earned runs. 2.45 ERA. 13 walks. And 24 strikeouts. He joins a sticky situation. Runners at the corners, two away. Jordan Brown at the plate. See if they send Devers. With the runner at third. And a right-hander now on the mound. They do just that as they throw down and get him caught in a rundown. It bounced in there into center field. Devers around second. He'll try to go to third. The throw up the line. And it worked to perfection. Devers was just trying to get caught in a rundown. He stopped before second. Well before it. Antunez broke for home. And a throwing error, or maybe a fielding error, we'll see how they score it, allows Devers to go from first to third. So Brown with a runner 90 feet away. In there for a called strike, 1-1. As Lynchburg now holds a 3-1 advantage. Bottom of the first inning. A wild bottom half. 1-1 to Brown. High drive! Left field! Seamus ranging back, and he can say goodbye! Inglewood always up to no good. Jordan Brown, second home run of the series. Gives Lynchburg a 5-run first inning. Zach Fassia. The Hillcats piecing together a great bottom half of the first inning. What a response. Fassia takes inside, ball one. For De La Rosa, that's the first home run he's allowed. What a rude greeting. Fassia swings through it, 1-1. First batter he sees takes him deep. The 1-1 to Fassia. Catches the inside part of the zone. For strike two. The 1-2 from De La Rosa. Down and away. Didn't chase. 2-2. Lynchburg with a 5-run response. That'll help out Messick. After giving up that run in the first inning. 5-1 lead, the 2-2. Slow chopper foul. Timeout called. Fassia batting 259 with two RBIs. The 2-2 pitch. Hit everybody but the zone. The count goes full. Caught a piece of the catcher and the umpire on its way back. The payoff to Fassia. He lines it to center field. Castro drifting back. He's ranging in front of the wall. Makes the grab for the final out of the inning. Fassia gave it a jolt. But Lynchburg explodes in the first, a 5-1 advantage as we head to the second. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
A 5-run first for Lynchburg as they lead 5-1. Heading to the second inning, Parker Messick will remain on the mound. Lynchburg exploded. First three runners all reached. Then two outs were recorded. Devers walked, and then Jordan Brown cleared him with a home run.
and make it a four-run lead for the Hillcats. Bottom of the order due up for Salem. Lynchburg trying to win their second straight series. Berto Mexicano to lead things off. As the left-hander into the motion. Fires one a bit high, ball one. We'll see if he can settle down a little bit after what ended up being a long first inning. Quartered the first two outs and then gave up a run as that's roped into right field for a leadoff single for Roberto Mexicano. Juan Montero. Montero batting 308. No home runs, no RBIs. Not a ton of playing time. Montero only making his fifth appearance on the season. Runner at first holds as the first pitch is inside for ball one. Mexicano at first has two stolen bases on the year. Bounced away from Felia as the wild pitch will allow the runner to move into scoring position. Felia kind of got crossed up trying to knock it down as it squirted toward the third base dugout. The 2-0 from Messick with the runner on second. He lines this into left field. Brown ranging over. Won't be able to make the play, and Salem cuts into the deficit. A double for Montero gives him his first RBI of the season. It's a 5-2 ball game. Sunday games are always strange. I've never seen a normal, easy Sunday afternoon contest. Looks like we're setting up for something similar today. Runner on second, nobody out. Carson Semus takes a curveball inside for ball one. Very nice Sunday afternoon crowd enjoying the gorgeous weather. Should be creeping toward 80 degrees on the day. As the 1-0, grounded over toward first, over the bag and into right field, and that'll score another run. Semus around first, he'll head into second as he takes off his helmet around the bag, and he'll stop there. Not sure why he took it off. Now it's a 5-3 ball game, and Messick hasn't recorded an out in this inning yet. Salem has already scored two. Back-to-back RBI doubles have brought Salem two runs closer. 5-3 our score. Scoreboard in park and on the broadcast says 4-3, but that is incorrect. It is 5-3. As Roman Anthony will dig in, he lined out to short to open up the ball game. Finds the zone, 1-1. Messick. He hasn't really had a start like this season. 1-1. Breaking ball down and away, ball two. His last home Sunday start, or actually not Sunday start, but before this series, he didn't make it out of the first inning, but he only gave up two runs. It was the most earned runs he's allowed on the year. The 2-1 fouled back to the screen, 2-2. He did give up three runs against Salem the first time he played them in April. They were all unearned.
also has yet to pick up a strikeout. The 2-2 curveball popped up third base side. Furman will watch it land out of play. Runner on second, nobody out. 5-3 ball game. The 2-2 from Messick. Tried to paint the corner, didn't get the call on a fastball at 93, and the count goes full. Salem trying to match what Lynchburg did in the first inning. Fouled into the netting, and Anthony stays alive. Messick checks second. Payoff pitch. Fouled back. And Anthony stays alive. Anthony with another good battle, making Messick work. Did this in the first inning. Popped up. Left field. Going to be a tough play. Brown loses his cap. Furman ranging over, bounces off the clubhouse. As the whole left side of the field collapsed on it. Two guys actually lost their hats. Both Devers and Brown. Lynchburg wearing their Limonadas de Hill City caps today. Something they've done a couple times on Sunday afternoons. Nine-pitch at-bat for Anthony. The 3-2. Fouled back as Anthony continues to battle. Two runs already in on the inning. Nobody out. Top of the second. There is a little bit of movement in the Hillcats bullpen. A 3-2. Lifted into left. Brown ranging back. He'll settle. Now charge in. He misread it. He makes the grab. Runner tags for third. They let the throw come through as Seamus slides in underneath it. On a sacrifice, Brown broke back and then had a range over toward the line in a hurry. Salem now has a runner 90 feet away with one out. Messick into the motion against Castro, who grounds it right off the hand of Messick. Benjamin will scoop it at second, throw on to first. They got him by a step. And now they'll check on Messick as that caught him on a bare hand. Messick waves them off as the bases are cleared. 5-4 our score. Cutter Coffee at the plate. Walked and scored in the first as he takes a strike. It's impressive. It caught Messick right on the bare hand and he just waved off the athletic trainer. And his manager. Don't see that every day. It wasn't like a slow chopper either. There was some pace to it. A little bit wide. The pitch is fouled back to the screen. Two strikes on Coffee as Messick tries to get out of the inning. Lynchburg leads it 5-4. The 2-2 from the lefty. Flared into right. And Tunez breaking on the run, making the grab basket style as he nearly flipped into the Salem bullpen. Had to stop himself at the wall. And he did it by launching himself onto it. A 5-4 lead for Lynchburg as Salem scores three. Don't go anywhere. A lot more baseball to come on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Lynchburg.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Happy birthday!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Well, it's been a wild first inning and a half. A 5-4 lead for Lynchburg. Bubba Filia leading things off in the bottom half of the second. First pitch misses for ball one. Filia batting 134, three home runs, seven RBIs. He had his home run total tied by Jordan Brown with his two-run home run in the first inning. Inside, ball two. That finds the zone as Luis De La Rosa remains on the mound. The right-hander came on in replace of Noah Dean, who couldn't get out of the first inning. The 2-1 pitch. Foul back. 2-2. The book is closed on Dean. He goes two-thirds of an inning. Two hits, four runs. They were all earned. Two walks and one strikeout. Filia takes down low, and it's a full count. I have a feeling this is going to be a back-and-forth ride. The payoff pitch. Pulled the string. Filia out in front of it. There's one away. Nate Furman will get his opportunity. With one away. He walked in the first inning, came around to score. Lynchburg leading it 5-4. He watches the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Herman, you don't see him swing at the first pitch very often. Very patient at the plate. The 0-1. Bit high, 1-1. Montero froze, thinking they were going to call it a strike. The 1-1. Herman pops it toward third, and it'll find the bullpen. Lynchburg will hit the road this coming week as they travel out to Delmarva. Both teams sit two games back of first place in the North Division coming into today. The 1-2 pitch to Furman. Fouled into the screen. And he stays alive. The 1-2. Slow chopper toward third. It just dribbles foul. It's going to be a tough play for Coffey if it stayed fair. Would have had to backhand it and then throw off his back foot. Two-strike pitch once again from De La Rosa. Roped, but foul. He was out in front of a fastball. Nobody aboard, one away. The 1-2 from Luis De La Rosa. Lifted into center. Castro, right in position. He'll make the grab for out number two. Juan Benjamin with two away. Benjamin also walked and scored in the first inning. As he takes a called strike at 81, that for some reason got thrown to third base. Not sure how that happened. I guess Montero just got to let go of the baseball. The 0-1. In tight, almost nicked him. One ball and one strike. As that one got loose from De La Rosa, the ball struggling to find a mitt after these pitches. A 1-1. A little bit wide. Two balls and a strike. That one successful. Back into the glove of De La Rosa. The 2-1 pitch. Benjamin spits on it for ball three. A changeup at 85. Hitters count for Juan Benjamin. Here it comes. He lifts it up into right field. But I think the ballpark's going to hold this one as he just got a bit underneath it. Anthony drifted back and right before the warning track settled his feet and made the grab to end the second. 5-4 advantage for Lynchburg as we head to the third. Heart of the order due up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bank of the James Stadium will be rocking as in-state rival Salem comes to town for the first time in 2023, May 16th through the 21st. It will be a jam-packed series as on Tuesday we will have special deals for foster care families. On Friday we will pink out the park in support of breast cancer awareness. Then on Saturday, the Force will be with the Hillcats as we celebrate Star Wars night with a fireworks show. And on Sunday, Western Ways will have their 50th birthday tribute to Dolly Parton. Secure your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Thrill.
Dolly Parton Day at the ballpark. Working 9-5. If only that was the schedule of working in sports, it never is. They had a dolly cam in between innings. 5-4 advantage for the Hillcats as Luis Ravello digs in. Parker Messick bounces one in there to open up the inning for ball one. Messick has surrendered 4 runs in this contest. The most he's given up all season. Earned or unearned. Missing again in tight, ball two. The lefty has this chop toward third. Furman waits back on it behind the bag at third. A scoop by Collado in and out of his glove. as Ravello will reach. I believe that'll be scored in air. Otherwise, Ravello would have been out. Collado hasn't had many errors at first. He's been really impressive. First base, a tough position, especially in this league. It's only his second error at first. They'll probably give it on the third baseman. As Liendo takes down low for ball one. That one misses down low as well. Runner at first. Nobody out. The 2-0 to Liendo. Popped up. Third base. Furman in foul territory. Has to come back toward the line, but makes the grab for out number one. Lionel James. James 0 for 1. He lined out to right in the first inning. Runner on first, one away. As James sends it into left center, Lipscomb calling off and making the grab for out number two. Roberto Mexicano will dig in. They have scored the error on the third baseman, Nate Furman. So Collado escapes without an additional error. Furman, that's his second error of the season. Both have come at third base. Mexicano, one for one, takes a big cut, strike one. Mexicano batting .327 with a home run and four RBIs. An OPS of .931. He's piecing together a nice start to the year. The 0-1. Just a bit in off the plate. Runner on first, two away. Messick checks the bag and fires. Wrapped it around the inside corner, strike two. Mexicano tried to sell it, didn't get the call. Messick trying to end this inning without any damage. The 1-2 from the left-hander. In the dirt, 2-2. Ravello over at first after the throwing error by Nate Furman. The lefty, Messick, sets, delivers the 2-2, and that's lined into left field, hooking toward the corner. Just foul. Inches to the left of the foul pole. As Mexicano got all of it, but he was out in front of a breaking ball. They'll reset after a loud foul ball. As the 2-2 now for Messick. He checks first again. Blows him by it at 92. The inning comes to a close. No runs on the board for Salem as it's a 5-4 advantage for Lynchburg. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. In Lynchburg, don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Luis De La Rosa will stay on the mound for another inning of work as he will face Antunez, Lipscomb, and Coyado after going 1-2-3 through the second. Lynchburg leading it 5-4. As it has been a back-and-forth ball game. Anything one team does, the other team tries to match. And that's what you want to see in a baseball game. As good as you can get it. Antunez takes low for ball one. Antunez singled and scored in the first inning. Also brought home an RBI. 1-0. Popped up underneath it. Back behind the screen. It lands out of play. Antunez had a good pitch to rip. I think he knew it. It's 1-1. A little bit low again, ball two. William Ward III calling the balls and strikes. Travis Brewer in the infield. 2-1. In the dirt. Ball three. Antunez showing some patience. 3-1. Hops it up again. This one on the infield. Ando fighting the sun. Struggled to find it and grabbed it when it caught his shoulder. One away. Antunez just underneath a couple good pitches for him to have driven as Guy Lipscomb will step in. Lynchburg with a one-run advantage. First one is in there for strike one. Lipscomb popped out to third in the first inning. In the dirt, 1-1. De La Rosa, right-hander, 6'2", 170, from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. As it grounded right back to him. De La Rosa flips on to first. Route number two, and Montero, I think something might have gotten in his eye. Maybe a piece of dirt flew up as Lipscomb tried to dig out of the box. As Mike Coyado will step in. First pitch to him, misses downstairs for ball one. De La Rosa was acquired from Kansas City in the Andrew Benintendi trade. 2-0 back in 2021. It was a three-team trade. I saw Josh Winkowski and Freddy Valdez make their way to Boston. Franchi Cordero and Grant Gambrell also being acquired by the Red Sox organization. De La Rosa, a part of that package. Nobody aboard, two away. The 2-1 from Coyado. Anthony's 2-2. De La Rosa back into the motion. Coyado swung at a pitch in the dirt, and he got fooled. The throw down high, but a jumping grab by Mexicano ends the inning. Another 1-2-3 for De La Rosa as Salem trying to creep their way back into it. It looks like Messick is done as Lynchburg will go to their bullpen. A 5-4 advantage as we head to the fourth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
5-4 lead as we head to the top half of the fourth inning. We will meet the new pitcher in a moment as Lynchburg has pulled Parker Messick. But up first, we will take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard. A lot of action going on around the Carolina League right now. Not all of it, though. As Down East up 3-1 over Fayetteville in the bottom half of the eighth inning. As Down East trying to pick up the victory on their home field. Kannapolis trails Carolina 7-3 in the bottom half of the sixth, but they're threatening two aboard with two away. As that's the only action going on right now. A final from earlier, Columbia, the first game of a doubleheader. 6-1 over Fredericksburg as Juan Montero fouls it back for strike one. Delmarva in Charleston, Myrtle Beach in Augusta in game two of the Fredericksburg-Columbia doubleheader coming up later today. The 0-1 is a breaking ball missing inside from Bronny Munoz. Munoz, our first look at him this series, making his seventh appearance. Right-hander is 1-1 with a 6.23 ERA as grounded foul for strike two. He's given up 18 earned runs, 7 walks, 16 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 269 against him. He has surrendered 3 long balls. The 1-2. Popped up, first base. Coyado drifting toward the wall and didn't know where it was, and it landed next to him. So Montero will get another pitch. Munoz in his last appearance in 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 4 strikeouts, no walks against Myrtle Beach on May the 13th. His best outing of the year came on opening day, the home opener for Lynchburg. And he went 5 innings of no-hit baseball. Lifted into center. Lipscomb read it right off the bat and makes the grab for out number one. Carson Seamus, he doubled and scored in the second inning off of Parker Messick. Just a bit outside. Actually, he caught the corner or strike one. Munoz, the right-hander. As that one cut on for strike two. Seamus went fishing in the dirt. This Speaking of fishing, two-strike pitch lined back up the middle. That'll reach center field. Seamus gets aboard with one away for the top of the order and Roman Anthony. Speaking of fishing, the head groundskeeper, Tyler Bergen, he has a dog named Fisher. He's an avid fisherman. And so naturally, he named his dog Fisher. Well, that dog has been hanging around the ballpark this season. As the first pitch to Munoz, or from Munoz, rather. Off the zone for strike one. Munoz has taken a liking to Fisher, who he claims they're putting on a weight loss program. The dog came in at 129 pounds to start the season. Throwback toward first gets away from Collado, as that will allow Seamus to scamper down to second and into scoring position. He's the tying run on the throwing error. 5-4 advantage. So Munoz and former Hillcat Juan Zapata decided to put him on a weight loss program. The 0-1 blew it by him at 92. So they've been playing fetch with him in the outfield. And when Zapata was here, he would run laps with the dog around the warning track before every game. They've really taken a liking to Fisher. Zapata gone. It's up to Munoz to keep it on the workout plan. The two-strike pitch, a slow chopper to second. Benjamin flips to first. Route number two. As Alan Castro will dig in for his third trip. He's 0 for 2. I don't have an update. The one-month mark of the weight loss program. But we still see Fisher at the ballpark nearly every day. 86, and Castro couldn't touch it for strike one. Munoz checks third, the 0-1. A little bit wide, 1-1. Trying to keep this a one-run advantage, 5-4 in favor of the Hillcats. Seamus 90 feet away. He's the tying run. The 1-1. In the dirt. Castro got fooled. He caught a piece of it. The 1-2 from Munoz. Didn't find the zone. 2-2 as Castro laid off. Big pitch here. Trying to keep it a one-run advantage in favor of Lynchburg as Castro steps out and calls time. Munoz didn't take his foot off the mound. The 2-2. Blew it by him. Castro swung over top of it. The final out of the inning is recorded. A big strikeout strands the runner at third. As we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning, a 5-4 lead for Lynchburg when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
5-4 advantage as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning in the Hill City, as Jose Devers, Jordan Brown, and Zach Fassia will dig in. Devers singled and scored in the first inning. He brought home a runner on an RBI. As part of that five-run first inning, Hillcats have been quiet since, as the first pitch from De La Rosa in the fourth is down and in for ball one. De La Rosa came in, gave up a two-run home run, and hasn't allowed a base runner since. As Devers swings through that, one and one. He's worked 1-2-3 in the second and third inning. Hillcats trying to get a base runner against the righty. Down and away, ball two. When you go from a lefty to a righty, sometimes that can throw you for a loop. 2-1. 2-2, it gives you a different arm angle maybe than what you were expecting or maybe what you had game planned for. Especially when you've only faced the lefty once and then you have to come back out the second time through and face a righty. The 2-2. Line drive over the head of the third baseman, but foul. Just landed in foul territory as Devers caught it kind of off the end of the bat and was a bit out in front. Bottom half of the fourth inning, the 2-2. Line drive over towards second. Liendo, easy flip to first for out number one. As Jordan Brown will have an opportunity with nobody aboard and one away in the bottom half of the fourth inning. He's got a two-run home run already on the day, his second home run of the series. As he had one a few nights ago as well. On Friday night, he sent one over the center field wall. First pitch is wide on a fastball for ball one. The 1-0. 1-1. Brown batting 190 now after that two-run shot. Down and away, ball two. Brown was drafted by Cleveland a few years ago out of high school. That is fouled away for strike two. He was drafted in the sixth round of 2019. And obviously the next year, no minor league baseball. In the dirt, full count. And so he didn't get any game action until 2021, payoff pitch. Outside, ball four, and Jordan Brown works a walk. I want to know what his numbers are on Sundays. I feel like he's got to be putting up pretty solid numbers, and I was right. He's batting .333 on Sundays. Pretty good numbers. Zach Fassia will dig in. The runner on first and one away. He'll count up by one. Fassia lifts it into right center. Anthony will settle underneath it, though. Make the grab as Brown slides back into first. As Bubba Felia, with two away, will try and keep the inning going. Jordan Brown takes his lead off first. He holds it, smashed towards short, eats up Ravello, as that'll be a base knock for Felia as he got all of the 90-mile-an-hour fastball and sent it back right at the shortstop and just ate him up. Not much he could do as it got there in a hurry and Don't know exactly where it's going to drop off in front of you, and then you have to try to pick it. And skirt it into left field off of his glove. Nate Furman with the runner in scoring position and one at first base. But also two outs. He's 0 for 1. But an RBI opportunity to try to give Lynchburg some insurance. Off down to center field in his last trip. First pitch, a called strike, 0-1. Brown on second, Palia at first. The 0-1. Down and away, 1-1. They have scored a hit on the one hop to short. The 1-1. Line drive into left field. That'll get down. Not enough to score Brown as he has to stop at third. But Furman picks up a single and the bases are loaded. And no team has had more bases loaded opportunities than the Hillcats. At least in the Carolina League. However, they haven't done a ton with it. They've scored a lot of runs. Don't get me wrong. 46 as Juan Benjamin digs in. As the first pitch catches the corner for strike one. But they're only batting 215. Meanwhile, opponents, when they play the Hillcats in bases loaded situations, they're batting 321. So a stark difference. The 0-1 from De La Rosa. Downstairs to Montero. We've talked to Jordan Smith a lot about these situations. And it's really just about getting his guys to remember that the game doesn't change when the bases are loaded. Staying calm, playing small ball, playing your game, and not trying to do too much. The 1-1. Check swing. They appeal. He did not go around, says Travis Brewer. 2-1. But oftentimes, guys can fall in the mindset if they need to crush one, when all you need is either a walk or a base knock. The 2-1. A little bit inside, ball three. Benjamin, a patient at bat. 3-1. In a one-run ball game, 5-4 lead for Lynchburg. Bases loaded, two away. De La Rosa trying to get out of the inning without allowing a run. Timeout is called by Benjamin to throw De La Rosa off of his rhythm. Get him to think a little bit more before this pitch. Nowhere to put him. The 3-1 from the right-hander. In the dirt, ball four, and the Hillcats tack on an insurance run. The bottom half of the fourth inning. Good at bat from Juan Benjamin. Scores Jordan Brown, and Wilfredo Antunez will be the new batter. And I believe Salem will turn to their bullpen yet again. Liam Carroll will make the walk out to the mound and go to the bullpen. 6-4 advantage for Lynchburg as we take a timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Petway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Luis De La Rosa exits. And Luis Talavera takes over. on the season. Talavera making his eighth appearance. He's got a 4.09 ERA. In 11 innings, he's given up 10 hits, 6 runs. 5 of them were earned, 11 walks, 8 strikeouts. So it's been more command that's been the problem. And with the bases loaded, that's not what Red Sox fans want to hear. As Wilfredo Antunez will be the batter, with the bases loaded, 2 away in the bottom half of the 4th inning. The first pitch was in the dirt, but Antunez caught a piece of it and fouled it away for strike 1. Helped him out on a fastball, trying to jump on the first pitch he saw. Antunez, 1-for-2. He's singled and scored in the third inning. In the first inning, the 0-1. Grounded foul, another low fastball, strike 2. So Talavera, within 2 pitches, on the verge of escaping the jam and saving De La Rosa. 6-4 ball game in favor of Lynchburg. The 0-2 from the right-hander. In the dirt, got him to chase, and the inning comes to a close. Antunez, a little bit antsy, swung at 3 pitches below the zone, and the Hillcats leave them loaded. A 6-4 lead in favor of Lynchburg as they do tack on 1. We'll be right back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Ronnie Munoz will remain on the mound for another inning of work. I realize we have not closed the book on Parker Messick. He finished up 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs. They were all earned. 1 walk and a strikeout. Munoz came on last inning and stranded a runner at third after giving up the 1-out single. He'll face Cutter Coffey, Luis Ravello, and Abram Liendo. Here in the 5th, Dolly Parton Day at the ballpark. A good Sunday afternoon crowd. Kids eat free. And then they can run the bases after the ball game. Not a cloud in sight. The sun has been beating down on the field all day, and the crowd has been taking full advantage of that. Lots of families here enjoying a beautiful afternoon for baseball. Great week with some fantastic crowds. Friday night was good. Saturday night, last night, was even better. In there for a called strike, 0-1. And I would argue this may be the best Sunday crowd we've had in the last year and a half since I've been with the organization. Just a bit tight, 1-1. Munoz. As Coffey swung through a curveball for strike 2. Coffey, 0-for-1. He walked in the first inning and came around to score. In the dirt. And he did not chase that time. It's 2-2. Then in the second, lined out to right on a nice running grab by Antunez. The 2-2. Blew it by him upstairs. Fastball at 91. As Munoz picks up his second strikeout. Luis Ravello He's one for two, but he's reached base both times. He doubled in the first and reached on an error in the third as the first pitch is a little bit wide for ball one. He gave Furman a throwing error on the ground ball to him. 1-1. Munoz a little bit outside, 85, to try to take something off of it. It's two balls and one strike. Nobody aboard, one away. A little bit wide again, ball three. 6-4 advantage for the Hillcats on a Sunday afternoon. They'll head up to Delmarva in Maryland. Their six-game series starting on Tuesday, the 3-1. High for ball four, and Ravello has reached base again. His third time aboard. Abram Liendo, he was hit by a pitch in the first and then flew out to second in the third inning. He digs in with a runner aboard and one away. We'll see if they send Ravello with the right-handed Messick on the mound. Excuse me, right-handed Munoz on the mound. Messick, the lefty. Nobody tried to run on him. First pitch was down low to Liendo for ball one. Chopped foul, one ball and a strike. Infield in double play depth, but a big gap between third and the third baseman, Furman. Lined into left, Brown charging back, ranging back. He'll look up as it bounces off the warning track. Kept spinning away from him, and that's a double for Abram Liendo. Tying run in scoring position as he picks up a double. And Lionel James, 0-2, with an opportunity to tie the game. Back-to-back base runners for Salem. Have them threatening in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch misses a bit in tight, a curveball for ball one. Munoz tries to drive a fastball past him, but James fights it off, 1-1. Ravello at third, Liendo at second. He's the tying run. Go-ahead run at the plate in the fifth inning. Soft liner towards short. Devers will fire on to first to get the runner. But Salem trims the deficit. Roberto Mexicano. With a chance to tie the ball game. Liendo now at third. On the fielder's choice. As he lifts off and good. Oh, no. It stayed in play. Everybody thought it was gone. They all just froze, and it's a long single for Roberto Mexicano. It ties the game. Everybody just turned and watched. Even Mexicano was jogging. Brown turned and was ready to say goodbye, and then it bounced off the wall, and everyone's jumped into action. So a tie ball game as Mexicano knots it on the RBI single. Juan Montero. You know, it's hard to read it in this ballpark because I have an overhang above my head that doesn't allow me to see balls that are hit up in the air very well, so I have to rely on the outfield. That's how you're supposed to do it anyway, as Montero fouls it back for strike two. But on plays like that where everybody just stops and watches and turns, you just assume it's gone based on their reaction. And that one fooled everyone, including myself. Stayed in the park, but it's 6-6 here in the fifth. Montero pops it up right field. Antunez ranging toward the line. Makes the shoulder-high grab. And the inning comes to a close. But not before Salem knots things up at 6. We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe, soy infield, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
Brand new ball game, bottom of the fifth inning. 6-6 our score as Salem tied things up in the top half. It's been back and forth all afternoon. As Guy Lipscomb will lead things off in the bottom half of the fifth frame. Lipscomb is 0-for-2. He grounded out to the pitcher in his last trip. A little slow chopper, and the way he came out of the box, he got some dirt in the eye of Montero behind the plate. First pitch to him here, 97 down low for ball one. Talavera on the mound. Ground ball over towards second. Good play by Liendo as he ranged over, made the throw on the run, route number one. Mike Coyado, he's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. You don't see that from him very often. Coyado came into today, 25 walks, 17 strikeouts. So you don't see him strike out twice in a ball game very often. As the pitch clock violation has been called on Talavera. We can close the book on De La Rosa. He went three innings, did his job, three hits as Coyado slow chopper towards short. Off balance throw gets away. Coyado with a large turnaround first, and he's going to be gunned down at second as Salem hopped on it quickly, trying to stretch it. And Jose Devers will dig in. De La Rosa, two runs, both were earned. Two walks and two strikeouts as Talavera tries to keep it a tie ball game at six apiece. Jose Devers at the plate takes a called strike. 0-1. Devers singled and scored in the first inning, then grounded out to second in the fourth. Down and away, one ball and a strike. Devers. His average back up to 250, 23 RBIs, closing in to Coyado for the team lead. He fouls that right at the plate. Devers drove home an RBI in the first inning on his single. The 1-2. Check swing toward first. He did not go around. The 1-2. Down and away, and the count is even on Jose Devers. Actually, they've adjusted. It's a full count. Payoff pitch from Talavera. Flare toward short as Ravello ranges into shallow left field and will make the grab for the final out of the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Luis Talavera. We head to the sixth. 6-6 our score. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
All knotted up at six. As there's a new pitcher on the mound. We'll meet him in a moment. As Luis Almonte takes over. We're taking a look at how we got to a 6-6 score. Salem struck in the first inning. Then Lynchburg roared back with five in the bottom half of the frame. Capped off by a two-run home run by Jordan Brown. Then in the second inning, Salem scored three to trim the deficit down to one. Lynchburg would tack on an insurance run in the fourth inning as Jordan Brown would walk and come around to score. And in the fifth, Salem would tie things up. They'd put two on the board. Thanks to a RBI single by Yoberto Mexicano. First pitch from Almonte is down and in for ball one. And that's where we stand. Back and forth we go. It's been quite entertaining. Luis Almonte taking over for Brawny Munoz. It's lifted into center field. Lipscomb had a good read on it as he tracks it down for out number one. Almonte this season, the right-hander. In his seventh appearance, no decisions, a 7.71 ERA. Now, the first pitch to Anthony is in there for a called strike. Almonte has given up six earned runs in seven innings, nine walks, 11 strikeouts. The 0-1. Downstairs, one ball and a strike. We'll wrap things up on Munoz. He went two innings, three hits. As the 1-1 catches the zone, 1-2. Gave up two runs. They were both earned. A walk and two strikeouts. So Almonte tasked with trying to keep this a tie ball game. Blew it by Anthony. Foul tipped right into the glove for out number two. First strikeout of the day for Almonte. As Alan Castro, he's 0-3. Was robbed of a base hit in the second inning after Parker Messick slapped it with his bare hand over towards second. Benjamin made the play. Otherwise, that would have been right back up the middle. 1-0 to Alan Castro. Almonte, the right-hander. Missing a bit wide, ball two. Almonte, 5'10", 184, 23 years of age from the Dominican Republic. The 2-0. Just a bit wide again. Ball three. Trying to get out of this inning without allowing any more damage on the scoreboard and keep it a tie ball game. The 3-0. That finds the zone. A fastball get me over at 91. Right-hander delivers. It's lined into left center field. Lipscomb on his horse, ranging into the gap. Will make the grab on the run as he steps onto the warning track. The inning comes to a close. Castro gave it a jolt, but Lipscomb with his speed tracked it down. We head to the bottom half of the sixth in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball still to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Luis Almonte was stopped by the home plate umpire, William Ward III, in between innings for a sticky substance check. And it took longer than normal, and I was getting a little concerned that maybe they found something. They were pointing at the top of his wrist, and they were talking. And then they called over the translator, and I believe all it was the home plate umpire was trying to ask a simple question, and the language barrier prevented an answer. Though it was a little bit nerve-wracking for a moment that we might see our first foreign substance ejection of the year. Jordan Brown takes down low from Luis Talavera here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The 1-0, well inside, ball two. Hillcats slowly getting their bullpen back, but you don't want to lose a guy to a suspension for sticky substance. The 2-0. Rounded over toward third, but foul, 2-1. Yuri Hervacio returned from the 7-day IL the other day. Renny Artiles should be on his way back pretty soon. As Brown fights it off again for strike two. Brown has reached base twice, a home run in the first, and walked and scored in the fourth. The 2-2 from Talavera. Chopped towards short. Waiting back on it was Ravello, and just beating Brown as he almost waited too long. It was one away. Zach Fassio. Fassio for two. Flew out to center and lined out to right in his two trips. He's put solid contact together, but hasn't found a gap. Missing in tight for ball one. Fassio had been the hottest hitting catcher for Lynchburg for quite a while. Popped it up foul territory. Fassio waving at it, trying to get it to go out of play, but Montero makes the grab for out number two. Fassio looked like me when I'm playing golf, trying to keep it from going directly into a bunker. Just waving at it, trying to give it a little bit more wind behind it. Bubba Filia Takes inside for ball one. He singled in the fourth inning. Struck out in the second. The 1-0, grip locked. 1-1. The 2-0 is in the zone, 2-1. Talavera has it fouled back for strike two, and he's on the verge of a 1-2-3 inning of his own. Hillcats have gone 1-2-3 three times this afternoon. 2-2. Fought off, and Felia stays alive. Bottom of the sixth inning, 6-6. The 2-2 fouled at the plate. And Felia continues to battle with two away. Talavera shakes off the sign three times. Now he's into the motion. The 2-2. Everybody thought it was a strike, except for Felia and the home plate umpire. It's a full count. The payoff. He grounds it toward third. Waiting back in left field is Coffey. A long throw beats Felia by a step, and the inning comes to a close. A 1-2-3 inning for Luis Talavera. As we head to the seventh, 6-6 our score. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Luis Almonte remains on the field for the seventh inning in a tie ball game, 6-6 our score. Each game of this series has been mighty close. Game one and last night were the largest run differentials. Lynchburg lost game one 3-0, lost game two 5-4, and then won game three 5-4. Won game four 5-3, and then won last night 3-0. And a lot of these games have come down to the later innings. And appears to be the same here this afternoon on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. 16:43 on hand. A great Sunday afternoon crowd in the Hill City. As the first pitch from Almonte is down low to Cutter Coffey for ball one. Hillcats wearing their pink jerseys tonight. Can bid on them at MILBauctions.com. 1-1. Hillcats trying to raise money for breast cancer awareness and research. 1-1 pitch. Down and away, ball two. And all the proceeds from the jersey auction will go toward that. Got a pink out the park night on Friday night. Gave out t-shirts. A great crowd, nearly 3,000 on hand. The 2-1. Downstairs, ball three. One, Thornhill, two-time Super Bowl champion, and Cleveland Brown, former UVA Cavalier, was in the house signing autographs as well as part of that night. The 3-1 from Almonte. Sharp chopper towards short. Devers with a nice stab on to first. Just got him. Coffee tried beating it out. Was bang, bang over at first. But they get him by a hair. Luis Ravello. He's been a thorn in the Hillcats' side today. He's reached base all three times he's been to the dish. Floats one in there at 83 for strike one. Nobody aboard, one away, 6-6 in the top of the seventh. The 0-1. It's a breaking ball that went a little low. 1-1. Ravello doubled in the first, reached on an error in the third, and walked and scored in the fifth. He lifts this one into right field, and Antunez ranging over on the run, makes the grab as he crashes into the wall for out number two. Great running grab by Wilfredo Antunez. As that spelled trouble into the corner. Abram Liendo with two away now. Antunez is trying to keep this a tie ball game in the seventh. Big breaking ball outside, 1-0. And 1-0 from the right-hander. In the dirt, got a piece of Falia for ball two. Nobody aboard, two away. The righty into the motion. Finding the zone at 91. Went with the fastball, 2-1. The 2-1 is fouled away. And the count is even at two apiece. Timeout is called by Liendo as they just made an announcement for $10 whole pizzas at the ballpark. If you want a pizza, that's almost cheaper than going to the store yourself or going to Domino's and buying one. The 2-2. Fastball fouled back, spoiled by Liendo as he just fought it off to stay alive. That's a great deal. That was me. I'd be jumping to run to the concession stand. I do see some people running over there. The 2-2 from Almonte. Came with the heater, and Liendo spoils it again. The 2-2. Once again, went off speed, and Liendo continues to battle in a tie ball game. Two away, top of the seventh inning. 6-6. The pitch. Fouled at the plate, and that one caught a piece of Falia as he crumpled over in a second. Home plate umpire will give him a few extra moments to recover. Nobody aboard, two away. A good battle brewing here. Six straight foul balls. The 2-2 yet again. Big curveball to try to get him to chase. And the count goes full. 10th pitch of the at-bat upcoming. The payoff. Went fastball down low, and Liendo, with a great at-bat, gets on base with two away. As Lionel James will get an opportunity with two down. Top of the seventh. Now a runner on first. See if they try and send him. And they do. Pitches down low. The throw down on line. Tag applied a little bit too late. As Liendo now in scoring position. It was a good throw from Felia. Right on target. It's 1-0 and a runner in scoring position. Down and away, ball two. That was the first base runner that Almonte has allowed in his just under two innings of work. The 2-0. Ground ball towards short. Devers on the run. Bobbles it. Fires to first in time. And the inning wraps up. Salem gets a runner in scoring position with two away, but Almonte shuts the door. As we head to the seventh inning stretch, six all our score. Don't go anywhere. A lot more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Luis Talavera has his day wrapped up as Marquez Johnson will take over. We will take a look at his numbers in a moment. Talavera does his job going 2 1/3. No hits, no runs, no walks, and one strikeout. As he held the Hillcats at bay, Marquez Johnson will face the top of the order. 11 appearances, he's 2-2 with a 13.5 ERA. He's given up 17 earned runs in 11 innings. 16 strikeouts, 15 walks. First pitch is inside for ball one. That one finds the zone, 1-1. I missed a pitching change last inning. It was Wartkel and Vasquez who came on for Luis Almonte in that inning of work. As that one's down low, ball two. Johnson. The 2-1. Catching the corner, 2-2.
Furman will step out and call time. Furman, one for two, singled in the fourth inning, walked in the first, and came around to score in that inning. It's part of the five-run first inning by Lynchburg. The 2-2 roped over towards second. Nice one-hop pick by Liendo as Furman is retired for out number one. Juan Benjamin. He's 0 for 1, but he's walked twice. A good patient showing from Benjamin. As Johnson fires it in there for a called strike 0-1. Johnson. The 11th round pick of last year's draft out of Long Beach State. That misses wide 1-1. The right-hander stands at 6'2", 210. From San Jose, California, as timeout is called by Benjamin. The right-hander delivers it a bit wide, all two. He works fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. The 2-1, grounded right back to him. Easy scoop and throw, two away. Alfredo Antunez with two away, bottom of the seventh inning. Hillcats have been quiet since that first inning when Noah Dean gave up four earned runs before giving way to De La Rosa, who was greeted with a home run for a five-run first. First pitch to Antunez. In there for a called strike, 0-1. Antunez is 1-for-3. He singled and scored in that first inning. Cats did get a run back in the fourth. As it's roped toward third, a backhanded attempt by Coffey. He knocks it down, but he will not have enough time. As Antunez hustling down the line, beats that out for a single. It's going to be a tough play for Coffey. As that got there in a hurry and tried to backhand it. I'm assuming that'll go as a hit. He knocked it down and kept it from getting into the corner, which I think was the most important thing there as Guy Lipscomb digs in. Now, Antunez at first with two away in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. Lipscomb 0-for-3. Had a tough game at the plate tonight. The 1-0. A little bit wide, ball two. Antunez, a short lead off the bag at first. Hefty cut for strike one as Lipscomb swing out of his shoes. Tie ball game, bottom of the seventh inning. All knotted up at six. The 2-1 from Johnson. This is down and away, ball three. Montero, whenever he doesn't agree with the call, he shakes his head yes at the pitcher. He did it there. It's happened quite a lot in this series whenever he's been behind the plate. The 3-1 to Lipscomb. Had a good pitch. He spoiled in the dirt, and it's a full count. Runner will be off on the 3-2 pitch from Johnson. Here it comes. just missed a bit wide. Both Johnson and Montero started toward the dugout as the pitching coach, Jason Blanton, will head on out to the mound yet again as Lipscomb took a close pitch. Handing way to Mike Coyado. Now an arm beginning to loosen for Salem. It looks like Brock Bell, who's been a shutdown late inning reliever for Salem, is starting to throw. He's been nasty on the season. They're just trying to get Johnson to keep it a tie ball game in order to hand it off to him for the last two innings would be my guess. He's getting ready now in case he's called on early. Mike Coyado. He reached on an error in the fifth, but otherwise he's been retired twice via the K. Go-ahead run stands at second, and Wilfredo Antunez, Guy Lipscomb at first. Johnson fires a strike at 93, 0-1. A balk has been called, and that allows both runners to move 90 feet closer. Travis Brewer right on it. Made the call confidently. And the Hillcats have a runner at third. The go-ahead run. An insurance run at second. The 0-1 in there for strike two. And Johnson trying to avoid letting that balk rattle him. Two aboard, two away. Tie ball game, bottom of the seventh inning. As Marquez Johnson comes set for the two-strike pitch to Mike Coyado. He delivers. Missed a bit high and wide, 1-2. Wind blowing in from center field. Once again, the two-strike pitch from Johnson. Down and away, ball two, and the count is even two apiece. Runners at second and third, two away. Deuce is wild in the seventh. Johnson sets. He fires. Ground ball over toward first. Backhanded pick by Mexicano. Flip to the pitcher covering, and the inning is over. It was a high flip, but Johnson reeled it in. As we head to the eighth, two innings left to play, tied at six. We've got more baseball in store after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
For Kellen Vasquez, back on the mound for another inning of work. Missed him coming in last inning. I had Luis Almonte still on the mound. It's been a long week. Sundays always feel a little bit longer than all the other days. After a long work week of baseball in the Hill City, but no place I'd rather be, and I'm sure everyone else would agree. It's a tie ball game, top of the eighth, and Yoberto Mexicano takes a big breaking ball inside for ball one. Mexicano thought he drove one out of here in the fifth inning, and it bounced off the wall. He was held to a long single. He drives this one to center field. Lipscomb, great response and reflex as he gets to it in a hurry for out number one. He's got a great reaction time in center field. Reads the ball well off the bat as Juan Montero digs in. That was a hard hit ball. He was right on it. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. Vasquez. Down and away, one ball and a strike. One of the two guys on the Hillcats pitching staff that have won Carolina League Pitcher of the Week. He won it early on in the season. As Montero fouls it away. Strike two. Week number three, to be exact. It's technically week two of the single-A season. The 1-2 to Montero. Pulled the string. Montero fooled badly. He's retired. Round number two in the top of the eighth inning. Tie ball game, six apiece. Carson Simas, he's put together a nice ball game. 2 for 3, a double in the second, and a single in the fourth. Played well most of the series. As the first pitch misses in tight for ball one. Vasquez has it lifted to right. Antunez grabs it for out number three. A 1-2-3 inning for Warkel and Vasquez as we head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Lynchburg has six outs to try and take the lead, tied at six. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Deve. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
It'll be Brock Bell on the mound for Salem to try and finish out these last two innings of the ball game and keep it a tie game. He's 1-1 in nine appearances, a 4.60 ERA, eight earned runs, two walks, 14 strikeouts. Pitched well the other night here in Lynchburg. One inning, one strikeout. That's the right-hander from Tampa, Florida. Fires the first pitch to Devers, and it's spoiled for strike one. Bell, the son of former MLB All-Star Jay Bell, played college ball at the State College of Florida in Sarasota. As Devers fouls it back to the screen for strike two. The right-hander delivers the two-strike pitch as Devers fights it off again. An aggressive approach at the plate here in the eighth. The 0-2 in the dirt. And Devers laid off. One ball, two strikes. The other night we had a couple of drop third strikes that resulted in a runner getting a board. Don't see it very often, but it happened twice in one game. The 1-2 from Bell. As Devers fouled that off his front foot. Didn't catch him square. And Devers will ask for a few extra moments. As the umpire will grant him. The 1-2. Devers takes high. Two balls and two strikes. Devers on the day. 1-for-3. He singled in the first inning and drove home an RBI. As the 2-2 on its way. He lifts it out of play, and Brock Bell having to work in the first at-bat of the inning. Tie ball game, bottom of the eighth. The 2-2 yet again. Devers out in front of a hanger. He fouled it away. Hillcats just trying to get a base runner aboard. Had a few in the last inning, but couldn't do anything with it. As Devers fights one off again. Neither guy wants to give in. Fouled off once more. This is a great at-bat by Jose Devers. 10th pitch upcoming. The 2-2. Lifted. Foul. And out of play. The 2-2 to Devers is fouled back again. And now the crowd is starting to realize how good of an at-bat he's piecing together. As every foul ball draws some oohs and ahs from those here at Bank of the James Stadium. I believe this is the 12th pitch. Devers lifts it into shallow right field. Charging hard on it is Anthony. He gives way to the second baseman, Liendo. And Brock Bell wins the battle. But not before making quite a few pitches as Jordan Brown will step in. He's got two home runs in the series, one earlier today. He takes a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. He also walked and scored in the fourth inning. That was the last run the Hillcats put on the board. We're tied at 6. Foul tipped at the plate, strike 2. Brown calls time. The Hillcats never used to do this with two strikes, but they were realizing they were lacking an opportunity. A two-strike pitch from Bell. Down and away, ball 1. Every other team was doing it to them with two strikes, and they weren't. Now they started to do it, and it's worked well. 1-2 pitch. Check swing in the dirt. They appeal. He did not go. Count is even. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Two away. Zach Fascia will step in. Two down, nobody aboard. Bottom of the eighth inning, tied at six. Another close game in the Hill City between these two ball clubs. It has been even all week long. Slow chopper over towards second. Charged by Liendo, underhand flip to first, and the inning comes to a close. We head to the ninth, all tied at six. Another fun finish in store in Lynchburg. We'll be back with the inning after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. On Sunday, we will partner with the YMCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Top of the ninth inning, tied at six in Lynchburg. It's been a fun series all week long, and we have another great ball game in front of us tonight as a new pitcher on the mound. I believe that is number 40, Sammy Vasquez. Vasquez, a hard-throwing right-hander, will face the top of the order on the year. Vasquez making his 10th appearance. He's 0-2 with a 4.97 ERA in just under 13 innings. 7 earned runs, 12 walks, 20 strikeouts. As the first pitch is down low for ball one. Roman Anthony leading things off for Salem here in the ninth. 2-0. On the day, Anthony is 0-4. Chance to redeem himself now, as he's ahead in the count. 3-0. Here in the ninth. Vasquez a little erratic to start the frame. 3-0. Took something off of it. 92, 3-1. A get me over fastball to get back in the at bat. A 3-1. Fouled away. And the count goes full. So Vasquez went with two fastballs to get back in the at bat. That one at 93. Nobody aboard, nobody away. The payoff pitch. 96 up in the zone, and Anthony spoils it. And they'll try again. A lot of good at-bats this evening by both teams. The 3-2 to Anthony. Ball four as it missed wide. And Salem has their leadoff runner aboard here in the ninth. Alan Castro, he's 0-4. Six runs, seven hits, two errors for Salem. Six runs, six hits, three errors for Lynchburg. One aboard, nobody out. First pitch to Castro. Finds the zone for strike one. Vasquez pitched earlier this week. He went an inning, giving up one hit and one run, a strikeout and a walk. The 0-1 to Castro. Roped into right field. That will hook toward the corner and land in fair territory. Runner around second. He's heading toward third. A stop sign is thrown up, but Salem has two aboard and nobody out. Both runners are in scoring position for the heart of the order. A double for Alan Castro has given Salem an opportunity to take the lead in the top of the ninth inning. Cutter Coffee, the birthday boy, trying to play hero for the Red Sox this evening, but the infield pulled in. Nobody out, two aboard, both runners in scoring position. Roman Anthony at third. He's the go-ahead run. Roped into center field, and Salem takes the lead. Second runner being waved around. The throw from Lipscomb is cut off, and Salem leads by two. An RBI single for Cutter Coffee. What a way to celebrate your birthday with potentially the game-winning base hit in the ninth. Salem trying to split the series with the Hillcats. Vasquez has yet to record an out in the top half of the ninth inning. Luis Ravello, throw over toward first, nothing doing. Ravello on the day, one for three. He walked in the fifth and scored. Runner breaks for second. The pitch is down low, and Felia couldn't scoop it. And Salem has a runner in scoring position with nobody out and a two-run lead. So a ninth inning unraveling for Sammy Vasquez and the Lynchburg Hillcats, as at one point they led 5-1 after the first inning. Salem has just nipped and clawed their way back. Now they hold the two-run lead in the ninth inning, and the Hillcats haven't scored since the fourth. Ravello pops it foul and out of play, 1-1. Vasquez, he had been rearing up near 101 at the start of the season. His numbers have dipped now to 93-94. Strike two on Ravello. That's a bit of concern if you are a Hillcats fan or a Cleveland Guardians fan. 101 was where he was. In the dirt, didn't get him to chase. Ball two, and the count is even. Top of the ninth. Two-run lead for Salem after two runs have scored in this inning. Runner on second, nobody out. Fouled at the plate. Vasquez has topped out at 96 today. Well below where he had been averaging. Once again, the 2-2 to Ravello. Lifted into left. Going to be a tough play. Everybody ranging over. They won't get there as it lands in foul ground. Vasquez making a lot of pitches already, and it's in the dirt again, and Ravello lays off. And now, if he gets aboard, Salem could blow this game open in the ninth and give Lynchburg virtually no shot to come back. Payoff pitch.
Line drive over the head of the second baseman, Benjamin. They'll put up the stop sign at third as Antunez got to it quickly. And there's runners at the corners and nobody out. Vasquez really struggling here in this inning. Abram Liendo. Now digging in. Corners will be pulled in the middle infield in double play depth. As the first pitch to Liendo is outside, ball one. And now Tony Arnold wants to go talk to Vasquez as this inning has gotten away from him in a hurry. Still nobody out. Two runs on the board and runners at the corners. Vasquez, frustrated with himself, turns around. As he'll now meet with Arnold. It's a tie ball game coming into the ninth inning, but Salem jumped on Vasquez early. They haven't let off the gas pedal. But the way the Hillcats have been hitting the last few innings, feels like a long road ahead of them, even if they don't give up another run. Ten hits on the day for the Red Sox. As Abram Liendo will dig back in ahead in the count 1-0. Outside ball two. The energy kind of deflated out of the crowd at the start to the ninth inning. Popped up. Third base. Furman in foul ground. Now coming back into fair territory. Bobbled it. Made the grab. Caught him on the heel of his glove. Much needed first out, but he almost dropped it. He probably would have gotten the runner out at second on the force. And he dropped it. Lionel James. Thanks to call it strike 0-1. James is 0-4. Infield now in double play depth, trying to turn two and end the inning. Runner breaks for second. It's grounded over towards second. That'll score a run and extend the Salem lead to three as the hit and run works out well as James is retired on the fielder's choice. As Ravello into scoring position in a three-run lead for the Red Sox. 9-6 our score. Gilberto Mexicano takes in the dirt for ball one. Frustrating ninth inning for Lynchburg right before they're about to head out on the road. Against a team like Delmarva, who they're battling for positioning with. Upstairs, ball two, Mexicano. Still a chance, but they're going to need to score at least three to tie and extend the game, if not more, depending on how the rest of this inning goes. The 2-0 to Mexicano. Well inside, ball three. Juan Montero waits on deck. Vasquez, over 25 pitches here in the ninth. The 3-0 in there at 91, 3-1. And I understand pulling back for command, but I'm really concerned about where his fastball is at right now. 3-1 pitch, upstairs, ball four. And he's walked another.
on Montero. We'll try and decide the game. His at-bat. Lynchburg trying to keep it within a striking distance in the ninth. Down by three. Swung on and missed. 94, 0-1. Runners on first and second, two away. Top of the ninth inning, three runs in for Salem. The 0-1. Pull the string, Montero a little bit antsy, strike two. Vasquez sets and fires. Well outside, didn't get him to chase. Ball one. Looking ahead to the bottom half of the inning, it'll be 9-1 and 2. Falia, Furman, and Benjamin for the Hillcats. They now trail 9-6. They'll need three to tie at least. The 1-2 to Montero. Behind him all the way to the backstop. And every runner will move 90 feet closer, eliminating a force out. Just goes to show that it's not how you start the game, it's how you finish. Lynchburg started well. Led 5-1 after the first. And since then, Salem has just chipped away. And they're finishing strong here. The 2-2 from Vasquez. Down and away, ball three. There is an arm getting loose for Lynchburg in the bullpen. They'd hate to have to go there. This might be Vasquez's last batter of the ball game. He can't get him out. The payoff pitch. Ground ball to third. Furman gloves it. Skip hop and a throw, and the inning comes to a close. Well, Lynchburg finds themselves down three after entering the inning tied. 9-6 our score. We head to the bottom half of the frame in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. We'll have the ninth inning right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Bank of the James Stadium will be rocking as in-state rival Salem comes to town for the first time in 2023, May 16th through the 21st. It will be a jam-packed series as on Tuesday we will have special deals for foster care families. On Friday, we will pink out the park in support of breast cancer awareness. Then on Saturday, the Force will be with the Hillcats as we celebrate Star Wars night with a fireworks show. And on Sunday, Western Ways will have their 50th birthday tribute to Dolly Parton. Secure your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Albert Feliz has come into the game to play left field. Carson Semus moving over towards second as Abram Liendo out of the ballgame. Hillcats down by three, 9-6 our score. Bubba Folia will lead things off in the bottom half of the ninth inning as Brock Bell tries to close things down. Starts it off with a pitch down low for ball one. Folia, 1-for-3. He singled in the fourth inning. Top of the order due up after him. Fouls it off at the plate. 1-1.
Hillcats need 3 to tie, 4 to win. After surrendering 3 in the top of the ninth. Little dribbler right in front of home plate. Bell scoops on it. Throw to first in time. One away. One away for Nate Furman. Furman with a single in the fourth inning. And he walked in the first and came around to score as part of that five-run inning. But that lead is long since diminished. 9-6 advantage for Salem. Game 6 of the series in there for a called strike 1-1. Both of these teams came in with the same record against each other. 596, 596 all time. That one looked like the same spot, but they call it a ball, 1-1. Lynchburg came in today looking for the 600th series victory. They're at 599. Salem trying to even it back up at that number. Furman was fooled and he fouled it back. Two strikes on Nate Furman as he steps out and calls time. Nobody aboard, one away, a 9-6 lead for the Red Sox. A 1-2 from Brock Bell. Furman spoils it. Into the skyboxes. The right-hander into the motion, the 1-2. Inside, almost got a piece of him, and evens the count at 2 apiece. The 2-2. Spoiled again. Nate Furman, he's put together some great at-bats in the ball game. Another good one here. He refuses to go down without a fight. The 2-2. Popped up, third base. Shallow left field now as they drift back. Coffey makes the grab. And there's now two away. Juan Benjamin, the final hope for Lynchburg. They guaranteed themselves a split of the series with the win last night. They would have loved to pick up the victory today. They find themselves down 3 as Benjamin takes a called strike 0-1. Right-hander pulls something off of it. One ball and one strike. Hillcats will hit the road up to Delmarva beginning on Tuesday. Strike 2. Lynchburg down to their final strike. Nine-six our score. A two-strike pitch with two away in the ninth from Bell. Inside, backed him off, 2-2. Two-two. In the dirt. Good block by Montero, but nobody on base, so it didn't really matter all that much. But it's full count now. No Cats bats have gone quiet since early in the ball game. Only one hit since the fourth inning. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. Salem looking to win the game. The 3-2 from Brock Bell. Ground ball up the middle. Going to be a tough play for the second baseman. Off balance, Seamus just moved over from left field
makes the play, and the ball game is over. The slow roller ends the contest as Lynchburg falls 9-6 to Salem, the final game of this series. We'll recap it in a minute right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Nine-6, the final score today as Salem splits the series with the Hillcats. Back and forth the whole week. Lynchburg dropped the first two, won the next three, and then fall here tonight, 9-6. Our final, as Lynchburg falls to 20-19, and Salem back to 500 at 19-19. Salem struck first in the first. Lynchburg scored five in that inning before Salem started chipping away at the deficit. Lynchburg would tack on an insurance run in the fourth, and then two runs by Salem in the fifth. And three in the ninth propelled them to the 9-6 victory as they walk away with an even split of the series. We'll be back with you in just over a week. Lynchburg on the road at Delmarva beginning on Tuesday at 11:05 first pitch. Mitchell Speltz, the Delmarva broadcaster, will have all the action for you of that series. I'll be back as the Carolina Mudcats come to town to wrap up the month of May and kick off summer in the month of June. Once again, your final score here today, Salem 9, Lynchburg 6. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.